Family See today.
A jab here, a jab there. That pretty much describes what happened with the Republicans and their Tea Party-sponsored debate in Tampa on Monday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Were you watching? Do you feel any better about any of the candidates? Have you zeroed in on somebody at this point? A lot of people I know are starting to really jump on the Rick Perry bandwagon. They think Perry is the guy that can knock off Barack Obama. Well, what say you, the rest of America? And by the way, if you feel like the president is doing a good job and, hey, he's taking too much heat, like Rick in Illinois always calls and says that it's ridiculous that he inherited a slew of problems, and why is everybody on his back and why is he getting the heat? I always say this show welcomes all of you, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between or sick of it all. You have a chance to call 800-259-5791. What's in an endorsement? We're going to talk about that, and that's part of the debate because Bobby Jindal endorsed Rick Perry for president as this was all unfolding in Florida, and Jindal was at one point considered to be somebody who should be a candidate for president, but he didn't want to do it. The governor of Louisiana wanted to dig in and stay with what was happening in his state. Remember, all the things were going on with the oil spill in the Gulf and various weather that had slammed into Louisiana. So Jindal said he didn't have the desire to run for president. He wanted to stay in the position that he occupied at this point. So Jindal jumps on the Perry bandwagon and says, look, this guy's all about job creation. 1 million jobs he's created as governor is in stark contrast to the 2.4 jobs lost on President Obama's watch. It makes sense. He's a Southern guy. He's a Southern politician, Jindal. And he's worked with Perry a bunch, especially with all the natural disasters that have affected the two states bordering one another. But it makes me think, who else is going to jump on the Rick Perry bandwagon? Who else is going to jump on some of the other candidates? And how much do you, listening to me, how much weight do you put on these endorsements? Do you care that the governor of Louisiana is giving the thumbs up to Rick Perry, hey, this is the guy? It does matter when it comes to the conventions, when it comes to the build-up and the conversations of who's electable, all that sort of stuff. Sometimes those endorsements, they can be heavily weighted, let's say. But I think from the perspective of anybody listening, Lexington, Kentucky, in Connecticut, in New York, you know, pick a place where you can hear my voice now across America. And I don't think all of you care that much while you're eating your coffee cake and drinking some coffee here on the third shift. Who's endorsing, you know, Rick Perry or Mitt Romney or Michelle Bachmann? I don't think it's about that. I think it's, are they electable? Are they somebody, frankly, who can beat Barack Obama? If the goal is to knock down the current president and make sure he doesn't get another term, then you want somebody who's credible. You want somebody who can reach the masses and can reach the independents. Because if you followed the last election, and I know all of you did, the change that you could count on happened for the Democrats. Because the game plan was to get the president elected, the current president elected, on the whole theme of change and glowing speeches and reach the independents, and they absolutely reached the independents. That's where all of this comes in. And that's why, yet here we go with another debate. Somebody wrote me a note and said, Oh, Kate, what could they possibly say that's any different? They're all going to go after Perry, or they're all going to go after Romney on his health care plan and what happened in Massachusetts, what was enacted ultimately. And so, yeah, the usual things do unfold. But I think now what's starting to happen in these debates, because they're boom, 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 one after another, is that it's getting tougher. They're going after each other. Sometimes you have to eat your own to regurgitate the winner, if you will. And Rick Perry, so far, even with the target painted on his back, seems to be hanging on to the spotlight. Whether it's what he says about Social Security is a Ponzi scheme or whatever he says that gets publicity, it doesn't matter. He finds a way to dust off. And he clearly, in all the polls, is in the number one spot. And he keeps the momentum. He'll go back and he'll trade barbs on everything from his job creation to immigration to whatever it is. So there was some sparring going on between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney, especially on Social Security. We're going to get to that coming up. In our next segment, we're going to let you hear some sounds of that debate. But before we get there and take you to Florida, the man who has the job now got up early, had his breakfast, and then announced to the world, here's the other shoe that's dropping on my jobs bill, and laid it out this way. Once again, going for the jugular and saying bluntly, I challenge you, Congress, to act immediately on this legislation so we can put people back to work. No games, no politics, no delays. In fact, here's what the president had to say in his own words, some snippets strung together on his jobs bill.
This is the bill that Congress needs to pass. No games, no politics, no delays. If Congress does not act, just about every family in America will pay more taxes next year. And that would be a self-inflicted wound that our economy just can't afford right now. On Thursday, I told Congress that I'll be sending them a bill called the American Jobs Act. Well, here it is. The bottom line is, when it comes to strengthening the economy and balancing our books, we've got to decide what our priorities are. Do we keep tax loopholes for oil companies, or do we put teachers back to work? Do we keep tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires, or should we invest in education and technology? The next election is 14 months away. The American people don't have the luxury of waiting 14 months for Congress to take action. We've got hundreds of thousands of brave, skilled Americans who fought for this country. The last thing they should have to do is to fight for a job when they come home. There's no reason not to pass this bill. Its ideas are bipartisan. Its ideas are common sense. It will make a difference.
All right, a $447 billion package. The president saying it's only the people you elected that will stop this from being enacted. He's trying to sell it to all of us, and he's headed to Ohio, then North Carolina, to talk to the folks about why this has to pass. Stay with us. Going to Tampa next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Stop feeling stressed, tired, and overwhelmed by everything happening in your life. You can reach optimum health and wellness today by listening to Healthy Alternatives on WebTalkRadio.net. Dr. Jerry Teplitz, a stress management pioneer, gives you tips and consults the experts about getting rid of stress, fatigue, even headaches and migraines. Go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Healthy Alternatives. You'll be glad you did.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. You know, I always say this, and I mean this. For my money, I would prefer that we had another party. I'm all up for that third party. But the bottom line is, right now, the way the political machine works is you got two parties. Or you just don't vote. You know, a lot of people I know, what they'll say is, I hate the choices. I hate all the choices, so I'm just not going to vote. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to vote. My vote doesn't matter anyway. And I've heard that over and over again. And there is some truth, you know, if you look at the Electoral College and how that sets up. We could talk about things that have been decided, let's say. Not that the popular vote doesn't matter, because I'm all about you have to exercise your right to vote. But to me, that voting especially is important on a local level and on a state level. Huge there. Because you're voting, all the complaints we have about Congress, their crappy approval numbers, because everybody hates everybody that's on the Hill, or for the most part, they don't like most of them, right? And we don't understand why there's all this inaction and why there's inertia, same word, fancier way of saying it. But all these problems back up. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like going to L.A. And everybody tells you, oh, the traffic's bad. Oh, just don't even get caught in rush hour traffic. And even if you go through the 101 or the 10 after rush hour, it still might be really, really brutal. But definitely do not be in that traffic 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, even 9 o'clock, just after 9 o'clock. But you just don't even pay attention. And you go to L.A. and you expect different results. You rent a car and then you're stuck in this horrific traffic that you can't believe. So we know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, why do we have this backup constantly in Washington? If we've got to have a balanced budget, why don't we have a balanced budget? How many excuses do they need? But now I'm just spewing the same things. And spewing the same things, you know, that doesn't push the ball forward. So this is where we are. This is what we got. Right? And that's why you have to speak up, because it is power to the people. So when you look at this debate, when you look at this Republican debate, I don't care what anyone else's rhetoric is, how somebody else is trying to push their ideals down your throat. Who do you think, if you want Obama out, he's ineffective. Who do you think, of everything that you've heard, has the best chance to unseat the incumbent? This whole question fascinates me, and I've been asking everybody this question, and I get such mixed answers, because there definitely are people that think there's no way, despite how angry Dan in Texas gets, or Mark in New York, or anyone else, there's no way that Obama is not elected again. That Rick Perry is not going to get elected. That Mitt Romney is not going to get elected, no matter who else is on the undercard, and no matter what they do. So when I bring up the point of endorsements, and what's in an endorsement, does it matter that the governor of Louisiana says, hey, my neighboring governor, he's a great guy. He did this jobs thing. He helps with disasters. He's a team player. I like him. Boom. He's got my vote of confidence. How important is that to gather all of it, as I explained? How much does it affect you? Who do you think is the person? I mean, we're going to keep coming back to the same question. They could have 1,000 debates. The bottom line is, you could listen to every single one, every ounce of everything they said. You tell me who you think is going to be president 15 months from now. Who is going to be president? Be elected a president, even if it's the current one. Who is it? Is it Obama part two, or is it somebody else? 800-259-5791. All right, I said we would let you hear some sounds from the debate. So Social Security has become the big, you know, tug of war now. And at this Tea Party debate, sponsored by the Tea Party, so knowing what the Tea Party likes, and for all these 8 candidates heading into the debate, do you feed the raw meat to the lions? Well, of course you do. Social Security, when you look at Obama and Obama's tax proposal, that has a lot of Social Security people who are big supporters of Social Security very, very worried, because the fear is the desire to cut taxes that support the program will completely undermine its stature, if you will, or value as a pension system. So when somebody's older, they got at least some money coming in, because they couldn't get that huge job. They didn't get a leg up. They didn't know the right person. They couldn't get a degree, or they didn't think they needed a degree, or whatever the reason. But they didn't get the gold watch. So this was supposed to be a way to protect the older people, so they had some money. So they had checks that would come to them based on everything that got taken out of their checks while they We're working. Will the current jobs proposal that's on the table, will it affect the program? You know, the average, I'm just going to say this because we're going to get into this in a second, and you'll see there's a method to my madness. The average benefits are $1,077 a month to 55 people. $1,077, how far does that go? I'm just saying. 55 people get that. And cutting Social Security taxes is one of the proposals in the $447 billion plan to create jobs and leave more coin in people's pockets, remember? Because that's how you help the economy. So what am I saying when I say that? The payroll tax cut. We've talked about that. For goodness sake, we had Ellen Ratner on who will tell you if she was going to labor herself, she couldn't be more liberal, who said, where are they getting the money from? And, of course, they're taking a huge bite out of Social Security. $240 billion. $240 billion. And then the president says, by the way, they would replenish the lost federal insurance contribution stuff, the FICA stuff, the taxes. You know, you see it on your check, right? With money from the federal budget. So that would keep Social Security whole, but it would force the government to borrow more, and then the deficit goes up. The debt goes up. So what is this proposal going to do to create jobs? It's going to have that same catastrophic effect that it's had in the past. And so talking about, well, it's the wealthy people. Why shouldn't we go after the oil and gas tax? And why shouldn't we erase the loophole of what you can write off with the corporate jets? Okay, that's great. Except for, what does it do? All right, quickly. Here's Mitt Romney, and here is his opponent, Rick Perry, duking it out over Social Security.
Governor, the term Ponzi scheme is what scared seniors.
The people who are on Social Security today need to understand something. Slam dunk guaranteed. That program is going to be there in place for those individuals that are moving towards being on Social Security. That program is going to be there for them when they arrive there.
All right. So he says, so wait a second. That program is going to be there. It sounds like more and more that program is not going to be there. You know my take on this. Send us the money back. Let's just invest it ourselves. At the rate we're going, anybody who's in their 40s, 30s, 20s, not to be cynical, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will ride.
So is there any candidate you want to go away with? Theoretically. From any of the debates that you have seen so far, whether it was what happened and unfolded in New Hampshire and South Carolina and now in Tampa, the Tea Party-sponsored debate. The difference is now the real player is Rick Perry. He's the guy who's rising in the polls. I mean, he's the one who's there, and I'm not a huge Perry fan. I know a lot of people like Rick Perry nationally and what they're hearing, and they like him for a couple of different reasons, whether they've heard about his stance on guns. He's all about, you know, the Second Amendment. Remember, he wanted to bring guns to the campus, that if kids and if professors could carry guns, then you wouldn't have some of the things that have happened in these other universities, because you would have a chance to fend off a crazy attacker or whatever. And, of course, he made national news when he was sick of what was going on in Washington with the deficit and said that Texas would secede and all of that sort of stuff. So he got a little taste of the national limelight, and now has decided he's running, and he is stirring the pot up, and he's definitely getting a lot of the headlines. And in the polls, he's doubling up even on Mitt Romney, who's the closest to him. I think you're going to see the same thing when the numbers emerge on Tuesday, and also with some of the new polls that will come up. And a lot of people that were on that stage with him, the seven others, try to take his legs out, and it didn't work too well. So we're talking about that here on America Tonight. I was also thinking about this. If there were a candidate that could run, you know, I like some things about Chris Christie. There are a lot of people that like the governor of New Jersey. There are a lot of people that would love to see still Rudy Giuliani throw his name into this and really push for it again. You know, really, really push to try to become the nominee. And then some other names have been tossed around. Even Jeb Bush, who says, forget about it, no way. I don't think a Bush gets elected again now. Could he get elected in the future? Maybe. You know, Jeb Bush was really the one that was being groomed to be the president, not George W. Bush, but it ended up that way. I don't think Jeb Bush jumps into this at all. I mean, are these the best candidates? Are these the best people to run the country? One of the Republicans or Barack Obama? I know how most of you feel about Obama, whether you're a little more harsh than I am, or I simply say it's just an ineffective administration, or whether you think he should be impeached, because we've certainly heard that lobbied about here on these airwaves. It's pretty clear that even some of you who voted for Obama are not happy with the way things turned out. And, of course, you have the high unemployment. I mean, I could relive the scene and paint it over for you again and again and again and come up with some clever words, but it's just ugly. It's just ugly out there for tons of people. Do you think Rick Perry, flat out, if he was the guy, does Rick Perry beat Barack Obama, the incumbent? What will it take for that to happen? 800-259-5791. One quick thing here, and then we'll take some calls. If you want to light up those lines, please do. Remember, this is a show for all of you. 800-259-5791. I like to say it's at the crossroads. Quickly, I'm going to squeeze this in. Here's Newt Gingrich, who needs to just step aside, because whatever money he's wasting for these PACs, you know, God bless Newt Gingrich. He's so much better with the books and talking about the other people. But here's a little snippet of him from the debate on Social Security.
I'm not particularly worried about Governor Perry and Governor Romney frightening the American people when President Obama scares them every single day.
You gotta love that applause. Rock star applause. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Long time no hear.
Hey, Sam, absolutely. We're glad you called. I got a quick question for you. You know, we're talking about Social Security, and that's what the average American, I said, gets over $1,000 and change, $1,071 or whatever it might be.
Right.
So what's the situation? Because I don't know this, but what's the situation in Canada? As a worker in Canada, what happens at the end of the rainbow when you retire?
Okay. Here in Quebec, I can get a provincial old age pension.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also get a federal old age pension as well.
Okay, so you pay into both, and you're eligible for both.
Right. So,
and what is the average amount to if you were going to equate it to American dollars?
You see, it varies because it's paid how much you paid in.
Sure.
You know, so I can't really tell. And of course, if you worked at a company that has a pension plan as well, you know, because I'm a city employee, I'll get the pension from the city. So when I retire, hopefully not for another few years yet, I won't be living in, say, one of Donald Trump's condos in Midtown Manhattan, but then again, I won't be scrounging for bottles and cans, if you know what I mean.
Sure. So somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Right. I just came back from Israel.
What was the situation like in Israel? What are they talking about?
Well, first of all, my niece got married there last week.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
Yeah, well, first of all, just to give you about her husband. During hockey season, I'll hate his guts because he's from Boston originally. And during baseball season, I'll love him because I'm a Red Sox fan. Anyway, they're worried about, because I was talking to some people, they're worried about what's going on in Egypt. Because, you know, the Israeli ambassador was just called back because they're worried that there could be a Muslim extremist government to take over, and then who knows what'll happen, you know? And I was talking to Steve about this, and he was talking to some other people, and they're saying, like, if an extremist government, you know, takes over, it could be, you know, it could end diplomatic relations. They could, you know, and they could be saying go back to pre-67 borders, you know, the usual stuff that people are talking about. And I said, what, you know, what's going on, you know, and with Muammar Gaddafi. And, well, right now, as he puts it, they're governorless. I don't know if there's such a word, but he's, you know, but, you know, over in Libya. But right now, as he bluntly put it, the Middle, except for Israel, the rest of the Middle East is totally messed up. That's the way he...
Well, of course. It's a, you know, shake the box. It's like we're trying to turn over the checkers. Absolutely. And
right.
You have Gaddafi vowing that he's going to continue to fight until the blood rolls through the streets, basically.
Right.
You have the Pentagon, shockingly, because they had to,
right,
confirm, by the way, everybody listening, that there's troops on the ground in Libya. I don't care how many. There's
right.
troops there, which we said we would never do. No troops, no troops. Baloney. We all knew that was going to happen.
Right.
So here we are again in Libya. It's insane. It's insane, Sam.
Right. And yesterday being 9/11, he went to his old rabbinical college where he got ordained. And the American boys who were there were saying psalms in memory of the people who were killed at the World Trade Center. So even in Israel, they observed 9/11. So, certain parts of the country I can walk freely, no problem. But other parts, it was like, I'm looking around like, okay, does that person look trustworthy and stuff like that? And, going like in the shops, you know, they'll search your purse and whatever, and even your person too. So, like I said, certain parts of the country is okay. Other parts, it's like, you get nervous, you know, so,
Yeah, I understand. So the name the tune is Be Careful When You're Over There, because you just never know. I'm glad you had a chance to do that. Sam, thanks for the call. All right, so mentioning the thing about Libya, this will get your blood boiling. I don't care if there's two, three, four, it's supposedly four service members. I heard actually a few more. Doesn't matter, right? Because we kept hearing over and over again, we will not, mark my words, send any uniformed military people into Libya. Well, guess what? Yes, there are troops there working to assist in rebuilding the U.S. embassy. So you could say, you know what? Get off their back. They're rebuilding the embassy. There's just no way you go down this road, because now you open up this box. How many more are going to go there? Two are explosive experts who are going to try to disable any traps that might have been left in the embassy, because they think there actually may be some that are there that are wired in somewhere. So the no boots on the ground, you can't actually say there's no boots on the ground now at this point, because it's part of, even if they're there for however long they're there, they're now part of this operation. So our limited role has now expanded the tad, hasn't it? And in the meantime, you have Gaddafi running around all over the place saying, come and get me, baby. Come and get me. Laughing in the face of who knows how many that are chasing him down. But he's saying, I'm going to stand my ground and I don't care what happens. You're not going to get me. Paint that target, you fools. Try to do it. How ridiculous. Didn't you know this was going to happen in Libya? How disappointed are you that once again we open this door? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You responded, America. Calls are piling up here on ATN. Do you want to throw in your 2 cents before we hit the exits? Oh, please do. 800-259-5791. Speaking of exits, who are the first Republicans that bail? Who are the first of the 8 that are now on the stage as they keep debating? Have you ever seen so many debates? As they keep debating, who falls out? You know, I think who's going to be there till the end. I do. Although I hear her war chest is pretty thin, I think Michelle Bachmann, she keeps hanging on. She keeps hanging around. And Perry now, as he's got momentum, he's going to stay in this thing. And Romney's going to stay in it as long as he can. Those three for sure. I think some of the others will fade. You know, a lot of people like Ron Paul. I like a lot of the things that Ron Paul says. He was ahead of his time with libertarian point of views. And actually even beyond that, when it came to our banking woes, all that kind of stuff, and pulling out of some of the situations that we're in where we've spent so much money and we need to just get out of the Middle East and all the situations we're in there. And he didn't care that people were whistling or giving him nonsense, giving him the business when he said that. And see, that's what I like about him. He can just bust it out now, and he always has. And he doesn't, if people think he's kooky, he doesn't care. But I like that when you'll find little things that that Paul says that actually make a lot of sense. And now his views are becoming quotes, although I hate this word, more mainstream. But Paul has loyal people around him, but seems as though just not enough. He doesn't have that flash, that glamour, that good hair. Why do we elect people with good teeth and good hair? What's up with that? Is it more like a fashion show, more like a pageant than let's get our best, brightest people that we can possibly elect and put them in the White House? I mean, come on. We know there's smart Americans who can cut through the clutter, right? Or can we just not do that anymore? Has the position just become so appointment ready? You know what I mean? Like the backroom, wink, wink, group of rich bankers and people that have the money are pulling the strings, or the puppet masters. And you gotta be in with that crowd. You gotta be the chosen, or you're not getting in there. And you gotta have good hair. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of points if I could. I first heard about Ron Paul when he was actually elected in the Libertarian Party 30 years ago, and he switched to Republican. I heard his first name in addition to Roscoe Bartlett of the Liberty Committee, because both Roscoe Bartlett and Ron Paul either have introduced or have co-signed a law, try to get it passed, an amendment. Every year they've been in Congress to allow your driver's license on your to be similar to your gun license, where you can go state to state. That's the first time I ever heard of Ron Paul's name, and I followed him ever since, and he should be elected president. He has a lot of good qualities, but certain political interests that want to keep the money flowing to the military and to overseas governments will never let him get in. You know, some people think he's too extreme on some things. I don't want to go. I just want to tell you where I first heard from him. The problem is guys like Ron Paul or Thaddeus McCotter. You know what Thaddeus McCotter is?
Yes.
People don't even know his name. He's running for president. These are smart, intelligent guys.
Yep.
McCotter's from Detroit. He's actually, you know, he's from Michigan. He's actually pro-union, but he's got some really good things to say. Some people think he's a fluke. These are the guys that should be elected president, but we, like you said, they want this two-party dichotomy for us liberals and the conservatives and right and left fighting amongst each other while they tear the middle of us out of the country. And there's something I just want to explain. You said Obama's definitely going to get reelected. With the real unemployment rate, there's no joke, it's 17%.
Mm-hmm.
The highest unemployment for blacks and Latinos that we've ever had. And in Libya, have you heard about this former rep from the District of Columbia, Fauntleroy? He was presumed missing, but they found him alive. And he said he saw the rebels in Libya beheading black Africans in Libya. Arabs, and some, I'm just a blanket statement, so forgive me if my history is wrong, but some Arabs, Muslims, or of that particular, or Persians, or that particular ethnic, they hate black folks. I'm just saying, if Bush was president and we knew that blacks were being beheaded, even as terrible as apartheid South Africa was, they weren't beheading black folks. They're leaving Libya in droves, and this president gets a pass. We've killed 30,000 civilians already in Libya. He said it would take a couple of weeks and we'd be out, get out of there. He never went to Congress. Can we afford to keep having this going? Can we afford to have him stay elected again? You know, you talk about demographics and the Social Security. As the black and brown so-called coalition, which there is no coalition, becomes a majority in this country, they're not going to want to sit around and have their taxes raised to pay for the Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid for all us old and dying white folks. So that's not going to happen, America. It's just a fact of life. You have to realize it. The demographics are changing.
Yep.
There's not enough workers to support the people that are on Medicare, Social Security. It's already broke.
You're right.
I don't plan to have any Social Security. I don't know what's going to be left. I mean, we all know, McKay, that tomorrow's not even promised to us, so who knows. But for all these things added up, this is what I wanted to say, and I'll get off the air. Robert Chittum wrote a book called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. When I mentioned it 5 years ago, people probably guffawed and laughed and say, oh, this guy's a fringe right-winger nut job. Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. If things keep going, I don't know if it'll be violent, nonviolent. I'm not making any predictions saying anything. I'm just telling you, it is not imperceivable. And a lot of people in important positions, political scientists, other writers have said, we could break up like the Soviet Union. And if we do, you'll see that people will gravitate. It's not far-fetched, because if it does, well, they want it to happen. They want us at each other's throats. And we have to get the political class out of all of
office.
And I'll talk to you about Perry tomorrow. Thanks for your time, Ben.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good call, actually. What he's talking about makes sense. I think the scary part of what he's talking about makes sense, because this is why I always say, you know, power the people, why you have to be vigilant, because you don't want to see those things happen. Do I think we're going to have anarchy in the streets? No. I don't think the pendulum has swung as far as Mark thinks it has. We differ on that. But I think too many things are falling through the cracks, and we're stuck in this gridlock that's stupid. We have to start electing people who are smart, and they might not be pretty. I don't care if they have good hair. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
A woman don't care about her hair?
I don't care if the person we elect is good, then I don't care if they have good hair. I don't say my hair. I'm not electable. I'm not electable, so I'm not running for anything. No.
I spend an hour or two to get your hair ready before you go out. What do you think about that football player got tackled by his hair yesterday?
I didn't see it. I watched a bunch of the games because, of course, I'm in all these pools and I'm in, you know, fantasy football, but I didn't see who was it that got tackled by his hair.
He played for the Jaguars. He's receiving a punt or a kickoff, and they caught the ball and took off, and they come and tackle him, and they grabbed his hair and yanked him down. I thought they grabbed him by a shirt collar, which you can't do that, you know, a horse collar.
Right, but remember there was the debate about the hair, about having long hair or not, because that was one of the problems. What happens if you pull someone down by the hair? What could happen?
It's legal.
Yeah.
It's legal. And so that's how he tackled him. But I had seen it, and I thought, he grabbed him by his shirt collar, you know, from the back and yanked him down that way, but he didn't do it. He grabbed his hair.
Wow, I'm gonna have to go back and look at that. I was watching all the big games. I was watching the Sunday night game where Tony Romo showed once again what a bonehead he is. I mean, no offense to all the Cowboy fans out there, but I would not be happy. And I never thought he was an elite quarterback, and he keeps showing it every single time he gets a chance. He'll look okay in a game or two, look good, and then he pulls some stupid move.
Yeah, he's just not a top-notch quarterback.
No, he's not a top-notch guy, I agree. By the way, Rick, thanks for the call, because we're out of time. For everybody who listens, don't forget, we have Nail the Score. That's on back to Thursday night. It's in our third hour Thursday night. Nobody nailed the score. In fact, Dan in Texas thought the Cowboys would win it 27-24, when in fact the Jets won it 27-24. Maybe next time around, one of you will actually nail the score.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?